Now joining me in the KRVS studios, a pretty amazing trio of people here to talk about The Wizard of Oz that's being produced by CYT, Christian Youth Theater, here in our community. With us, Whitney Petrie, who is directing The Wizard of Oz. And we have with us in the house Dorothy, Sophia Brazda, and Scott Brazda is with us as well. I know that some of our listeners may remember you here not too long ago in another wonderful role with CYT. So I think maybe we should tell people just a little bit about this organization, because it's quite an active theater organization in our community. Whitney, you were saying that it's been here for 4 years now?
Yes, ma'am. 4 years. It was started by Gerald Broussard and Patty Broussard and their family 4 years ago. And it started with just about, 20 kids, and now it's grown to over 200. And it's a pretty amazing.
Gerald came to me with the Stoller Foundation. They had 18 kids taking classes, and no one had heard of them, even though CYT's been around nationally for like 30 years. But 18 kids, and I was like, no one's heard of you. It was a quick no. Now it's how many kids taking classes, Whitney? 225, 230.
Mm-hmm. So in addition to doing plays and musicals like The Wizard of Oz, CYT also teaches classes.
Yes, it does, from ages 8 to 18. Mm-hmm. So there's something for everybody. I actually teach the 4 to 5 year olds, my little wiggles.
So a theater teacher as well as a director. And Sophia, how many years have you been involved in CYT?
Oh, wow. But this would be starting
three. Let me knock. Three,
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dad. I needed that.
Scott is also a teacher, and he's really good at
counting up to three. Up to three. But,
it was calculated.
Well, Sophia had been in some other productions, and there are some great, arts groups here in the area, but she wanted to do musicals. And, she'd been to a couple shows that CYT had put on, and then it was like, I've got to give this a try. Of course, now she's, part of the family.
She said,
Sophia, what attracted you to musicals?
Oh, wow. I think it was always, whenever I was little, I'd love music. And then I just loved, acting was never something I loved. It was just something that I did all the time.
Because you really enjoyed music and singing.
Yes,
so
all
I
got to
put two and two together. Mm-hmm. And I guess my first musical was Mary Poppins, because I used to watch the movie every single day of my life. And, walk around in a British accent.
Now, this was the first musical that you were in?
Loved or watched.
What was
cherished.
The first production you were in for CYT?
For CYT, I was in Sound of Music.
Okay. Now, it sounds like you were in productions before that. Were you in musicals before CYT, or is that's where you got your start?
No, the musicals. Some things with some other really good organizations. But, again, there was that she has a lovely singing voice like her father, la, 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 la. No. She had seen Beauty and the Beast and something else. I think it's in two or three of them. And it was just a perfect fit. And, of course, with the – and Judith, I'll say this – with the kids in the arts, you're not in sports. And sometimes there can be that, you're a theater nerd, theater geek or whatever.
For the term theater.
Sophia's already informed me, a former sportscaster, that she doesn't like sports.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said it wasn't for me.
Okay. You said you didn't like sports. Okay. And but when her first or second day at CYT, and I remember picking her up, and she turned to me and she goes, "Daddy, I feel like I belong." And so if one of the many, many reasons why what Whitney and all the instructors at CYT do, they've given Sophia a safe harbor to foster some of the things she really, really loves. Because a production like this, a production like Wizard of Oz, that's her Super Bowl. That really is. That's her World Series.
Well, and obviously with over 200 kids taking classes and participating, it feels like – it must feel like home. It must feel like a very comfortable place to them.
There's no place like home.
Oh, well, we just led you right into that one.
Yeah, I can help it.
So give us just a quick rundown of all the productions you have been in for CYT.
For CYT, I was in Sound of Music. I was Brigida, which was one of the Von Trapp children. Mm-hmm. Then Willy Wonka, I was Veruca Salt, where I yelled in a British accent the entire time. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun.
Blown up like a blueberry.
I was one who fell down the nut hole or whatever, all the squirrels.
She was a bad nut.
I was a bad nut.
Bad nut.
Bad nut. And then with Fatima, but directed by Callie, who's with CYT, I did Seussical, and I was Gertrude McFuzz. And then also with the same kind of Fatima crossover, I was Lucy in Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Peter Pan. I was an Indian and Wendy's understudy, and now I'm Dorothy.
You're Dorothy.
Dream.
So this is a role that you've long thought about.
Oh,
you've been singing the songs.
I can't even go into details. I really can't.
Well, so that was one of the first musicals that you really remember.
Definitely.
Loving.
Mm-hmm. I remember whenever I was little, my grandpa, you know, grandpas take naps all the time. So he used to ask me whenever he was going to take a nap to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow for him. Mm. But I didn't know the song because, I mean, I must have been like five or something. Mm-hmm. So then he told me, well, Sophia, I'm going to force you to learn it. So that's how I learned Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
You learned it as a lullaby for your grandfather.
Yep.
What a lovely story.
And he still takes naps and he still makes me sing it.
Well, now, did you have to audition for the part?
I did.
You did. And what did you sing for the audition?
For the audition, I sang Someone Else's Story from the Broadway flop Chess, but beautiful song, though. And I remember I was so nervous. My voice was all shaky and everything. And it wasn't by the fact that I was auditioning, because I had done a few auditions before then. And, I mean, I knew the people in the room. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think it was because I wanted it so bad. I was so nervous.
Well, no, that's interesting. Did they want you to sing something other than a song from the musical?
Yes. Usually when you come in an audition, we want to see you kind of see what you can do to prepare. Mm-hmm. So you do a monologue, and then you also do a song, like a one-minute song. And then if you get a callback, then we want to hear you, how you portray the character that you're auditioning for.
So then I came in the next day and I sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow and did a few lines.
You got a chance to use that one. That's an interesting process that you all use. Now, in addition to Dorothy, you have nearly 100 people performing.
Including two dogs, yes.
Norman and Luna.
And they are the studies for Toto.
The doubles for Toto.
Oh. Well, tell us about this cast. How are you fitting everybody, and why do you have so many people in the production? Are they flying monkeys?
There are flying monkeys, yes. There's poppies, there's snowflakes, there's winkies, who are really awesome. Lots of little munchkins who will just, you're going to smile the minute they come on stage. There's also Aussians who are constant smiles on their face. It's kind of amazing. And then you've got the Wicked Witch, you've got Miss Gulch, you've got all the farm hands, you've got Aunt Em, Dorothy, her three best friends. It's a great cast, and it was nice to be able to utilize all these kids in different roles, and they're not on the stage just once, they're on multiple times. So
you're using all of the well-beloved characters and then adding a lot as well.
I like the musical because it takes the movie, but it also takes the book by L. Frank Baum, and it mashes the two together, and it's great. You get a little bit more from the book, and I love that. And we've kind of tried to stay true to the book as well as the movie.
A variety of characters there. Yeah. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about The Wizard of Oz being produced by CYT Lafayette, and with me are the director, Whitney Petrie, and Dorothy, Sophia Brazda, and Scott Brazda as well.
Dorothy's dad.
Who's been working. Yeah.
I used to be someone. Now I'm Dorothy's dad, which is okay.
He's just here for more.
Sounds like the character changes periodically. So what is it like getting to live your dream, being Dorothy, working with this cast, and are you enjoying it as much as you thought you would?
Oh my, it is like, I mean, I knew I'd have the time of my life, but, you know, the moment that rehearsal started, actually, you know, getting into motion and everything, had, you know, we'll leave rehearsal every day, just kind of like this dreamlike, like, la, 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 state.
Well, and tell us about some of your other main actors, the people you work very closely with, obviously the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion. Tell us about them. What are their names?
Scarecrow is played by Dean Yarborough. The Tin Man is played by Tim Terrio. And the Lion is played by William Chambra. Mm-hmm. And they are definitely the three most hilarious people I have
ever
met
in my entire
life.
And you can tell by the chemistry that they're best friends because, man, they can
get Tweedledee, Tweedledum, and then you just got Tweedle or something.
So do you find you have to fight for attention with them?
No, I wouldn't say that. Mm-hmm. Let's just say it's hard to keep a straight face.
Well, that's good.
They do a great job of including, like, each other into it. So it's if one of them's kind of getting off of a line, they'll bring the other one into their little huddle and keep up the.
And Dorothy's like the straight man. I mean, really.
You know, yeah, so I'm supposed to be like this.
And it's hilarious. I mean, you wonder which one of them is going to steal the show because, you know, William, who's the Cowardly Lion, you can tell he's channeling Burt Lahr, who did it in the movies.
Spot on. Then,
you know, Tim has this deadpan Tin Man look, and the costume, his costume's phenomenal as well.
He does the robot pretty good.
And then
too.
Dean's got just this great loose muscle. You wonder if he has any bones because he's Ray Bolger all over
again. For the longest time, I thought he was just like this really, really clumsy person.
Well, you know, I'm glad your dad mentioned the costumes because that is a huge part of this production. And I see, Whitney, you just took an intake of breath there. I mean, just taking care of the main characters in their costumes that are so well known to us and we sort of expect certain things. But you have all of these others. Who's your costume person, designer?
Tons of moms that come in and just put everything together. Miss Donna Menard organizes everything. She's been a godsend. I'll tell her what I want, and she kind of like gives it projects. All the ladies who signed up for costume committees, Miss Erin Bellany, Jill Bozeman, Leslie Gorey. There's so many. The Wicked Witch's sister made her costume. There's so many people that just made costumes from scratch. And then we went to storage and we found a whole bunch of green stuff. And then we found a whole bunch of blue stuff. And we embellished it. And moms came in weekend after weekend and just put it all together. And the nonstop, every weekend, every weekday, working on these
beautiful costumes.
In
one of the rooms at
East
Bayou Baptist Church where they've done a lot of their work, you have mothers cutting, sewing, gluing. I mean, it's amazing work assembly.
Oh, really, I have to mention Ms. Sharon because the hats in this piece are amazing. And Ms. Sharon, I don't know, she made about 150 hats. I don't even know. It's awesome.
And Judith, Whitney is so good with these kids. I mean, one, just wrangling them because it's hurting cats. In many ways,
hurting munchkins.
Yeah,
pretty much.
But you know, she relates to the kids so well, and they just, I mean, she's not like, you know, with her whip and chair and get back. They just, I think, and Whitney, I mean, this is the ultimate compliment. They see you sometimes, I think, as just a bigger version of them, another kid who's having fun with this production.
See, I sometimes get lost in being a kid and when I should be more responsible. So,
what is the range of ages that you're working with in this production?
8 to 18. So for classes, you can start at 4. But to be in the production, you need to be 8, at least 8. And unfortunately, when you're 18, you can kind of have to stop.
A director.
But yes, you can be a director. And so it's a great mix of kids. And it is kind of difficult because, you know, you've got some people at some ages that are less of an attention span, some that can go for, pay attention for longer. So it's really – thankfully, there's God put a lot of people in place that can help wrangle that because I could not do it on my own at all.
Many people. So I think we should probably tell people now that they're so interested in this. What are the dates and how can they get tickets?
The dates are October 10th through the 13th, which is this Thursday through Sunday. You can get tickets at cytlafayette.org. I sometimes forget that.
And the production is at Angel Hall?
At Angel Hall on UL's campus, yes.
All right. So it's a big stage, which is great.
And the lighting, we're working on lighting right now, and it looks awesome. Oh, and we're using a live orchestra. First Baptist Church's orchestra is going to be.
Live music along with this. What a dream also to be singing to live music. We are talking about The Wizard of Oz, and as Whitney said, it will run the 10th through the 13th at Angel Hall. So you mentioned earlier, Sophia, that your first and favorite song was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. But now, after doing this production, do you have another favorite or a couple favorites?
Okay, Somewhere Over the Rainbow will always be in my top list because it's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yes.
But there's actually a song that wasn't in the movie. It's called The Jitterbug. And it was actually deleted from the movie. And there's an original recording with Judy Garland, everybody singing it. As the storyline goes, to the Wicked Witch, the flying monkeys, before she sends them out to go get everybody, they're all in the haunted forest, so she sends the jitterbug to go and curse us all into dancing until we get all tired, and then the monkeys come and take us away.
Oh, that's a great pun between an actual creature. And
It's really fun.
I wonder why
they cut that. 1920s dance with a little...
The jitterbug dance is fantastic.
It is so much fun.
Well, the one I really like, though, is I did not know that Somewhere Over the Rainbow has sort of a prelude that, that didn't make it into
That's
the movie
gorgeous.
Either. And it's just beautiful. It just I can't wait to hear that in the beauty of Wanshell Hall. I've heard it rehearsed down the hallway a number of times now. But, yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, that sounds like a great reason to see this production as well, to see some additional characters and music that is not in the movie. So it enhances our appreciation for this story. If you have just tuned in, my guests are Whitney Petrie, who's directing The Wizard of Oz, the musical, Sophia Brazda, who is Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, and Scott Brazda as well, who's been living the life, getting to enjoy all these wonderful productions with CYT, now over 200 kids are participating, taking classes, and being involved in these productions. I guess you can find more information at the website you mentioned,
CYTLafayette.org.
Sign-ups for winter classes have begun, actually.
All right. Yeah. Well, you may have some kids after listening to this rushing to sign up for that. And they have an opportunity to see The Wizard of Oz and see Sophia as Dorothy singing and dancing and get to see two real dogs.
Yes,
yeah,
two
dogs in the production. So how are they to handle? Can you hold?
At first, no. Okay, at first it was a total mess in a really, really, really good way. You know, because we had all these different dogs. The dogs pretty much had their own callback, and they'd bring in like, I don't know, like about five dogs, and they'd try me out with each one, and it was really fun.
Because they had to fit you. You had to get along with them, and they have to sit in your basket?
Actually.
Are we changed that?
Toto gets a little plastic surgery at that point.
We've got Toto's live in some and
50% real dog.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing that. And
if you can figure out which seeds are which,
but you know, after a while, the dogs are so sweet. I really love them.
Well,
they're really amazing.
It's another great reason.
We
to
wanted
go see
to
it.
Nominate our 80-pound Labrador at home, but yeah. I think Lucky would have taken Toto in a totally different
That's
direction.
Right.
Yeah, we kind of didn't want all the Munchkins to be peed on, you know. So.
Well,
can you say that on the radio?
Yeah, I think it's not one of the seven words we can't say. Wizard of Oz opening on the 10th will run through the weekend at Angel Hall here on the UL campus, cytlafayette.org for dates, times, and you can get tickets there as well. Well, thank you all for coming by. A moment in your busy schedules of classes and practice and school. So we look forward to it. And don't break a leg.
Thank you.
Try not to.
Thank you all.